This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia rained cruise missiles on busy Ukrainian cities on Monday in what the United States called horrific strikes, killing civilians and knocking out power and heat with its most widespread air attack since the start of the war. Missiles tore into intersections, parks, and tourist sites in the capital, Kyiv, and explosions were reported in Lviv and other parts of western Ukraine, Dnipro and Kremenchuk in the center, Zaporizhia in the south, and Kharkiv in the east. Ukrainian officials said at least 11 people were killed and scores injured, with swaths of the country left without power. Thousands of residents raced to bomb shelters as air raid sirens rang throughout the day. The barrage of dozens of cruise missiles fired from the air, land, and sea was the biggest wave of airstrikes to hit locations away from the front line, at least since the initial volleys on the war's first day, February 24th. President Vladimir Putin said he had ordered the quote-unquote massive long-range strikes after an attack on the bridge linking Russia to the annexed Crimean Peninsula over the weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning Russia's wave of attacks in Ukraine.
In a statement, President Biden says the attacks on civilians show the utter brutality of Moscow's illegal war and serve to further reinforce the international community's commitment to stand with Ukrainians as long as it takes. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked with his Ukrainian counterpart and commended the Kyiv government for not letting Vladimir Putin break Ukraine's spirit.
This is VOA News. Workers at the site of a major complex of refineries crucial for Iran's massive offshore natural gas field have protested over the death of 22-year-old woman Mahsa Amini. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The demonstrations at Asilawaya mark the first time the unrest surrounding Amini's death has threatened the coffers of Iran's oil and gas industry. While it remains unclear if other workers will follow, the protests come as demonstrations rage on in cities, towns and villages. Activists say at the beginning of this week, the sound of apparent gunshots and explosions have echoed through the streets of a city in western Iran, while security forces reportedly killed one man in a nearby village. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Distraught families whose loved ones died in Air France's worst ever crash shouted down the CEOs of the airline and of plane maker Airbus as the two companies go on trial on manslaughter charges in Paris over the 2009 crash. The flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris in 2009 plunged into the Atlantic amid thunderstorms. The crash killed all 228 people aboard and led to changes in air safety regulations. Families from around the world are among the plaintiffs. The companies insist they are not criminally responsible, and Air France has already compensated families. The trial that began Monday is expected to focus on the icing over the sensors called pilot tubes and pilot error. Bosnia on Monday ordered a recount of last week's vote for president of the Balkan country's Serb entity after the opposition disputed the preliminary results, calling the elections a fraud. The preliminary count suggested that the current Bosnian Serb political leader, who nurtures close ties with the Kremlin, had won some 30,000 votes more than the right-wing opposition candidate. Bosnia's Central Election Commission president said the commission has seen, quote, some material evidence, video recordings, and documents, which undoubtedly prove that this process has been contaminated and that it's not possible to confirm the results of the vote. Recapping our top story, Russia rained cruise missiles on busy Ukrainian cities on Monday in what the United States called horrific strikes, killing civilians and knocking out power and heat, with its most widespread air attack since the start of the war. Missiles tore into intersections, parks, and tourist sites in the capital, Kyiv, also in Lviv, Dnipro, Kremenchuk, Zaporizhia, and elsewhere. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.